Yeah, Mishnah is Shabbos. We're up to Perek Yutes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "In lo yehevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if they forgot to bring the kli from before Shabbos, in other words, the knife that you need to make the milah with, me'vio b'Shabbos megula. You're allowed to carry it out on Shabbos, but you should carry it out openly." Because people should see that what you're carrying is a knife for the milah, so people will know this you're allowed to carry. In other words, there should not be choshed you that maybe you're carrying something else that you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Ube sakona, let's say when the goyim are watching us and it's a sakona to walk out with a milah knife because they don't let us make milah. So therefore, mechaseyu apiyedin, you're supposed to go out, cover it up. In other words, you don't have to put yourself into a sakona that the goyim should see it. But it should be apiyedim that you should show it to two edim before you carry it out, that people should not be choshed you, that in case somebody notices that you're carrying, you'll always have two edim to tell that you're only carrying out a milah knife, which according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to carry out on Shabbos. The Yoid Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says another chiddush, that korosin eitzim, you're allowed to chop down wood on Shabbos. Lasos pchamim, in order to make coals, to make charcoal. For lasos kli barzel, and in order to make an iron instrument. In other words, you're allowed to make the knife on Shabbos also. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that not only is the maisa hamila, the cutting of the mila, doicha Shabbos, but even the machshirin, other things that you need for the purpose of the mila, it's also mutter to do on Shabbos. However, lalocha, we do not hold like this, but rather that klal omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a klal like this, he argues and says like this, that kol malocha she'ef shalas ha'isim Erev Shabbos, anything that was possible to be done on Erev Shabbos, ain't a doiches ha'Shabbos. Then if you forgot to do it before Shabbos, it's not doich, you cannot do it on Shabbos. In other words, these machshirim of carrying the knife, since it was possible to be done before Shabbos, like you knew you're supposed to make the milah tomorrow on Shabbos, and you knew where the milah is going to be, so you should have brought the knife there from before Shabbos. Who then, if the knife breaks, or you don't have to make a knife, you could have made it before Shabbos. Therefore, a hechsha mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos, but rather v'shi'ef shel asayisim erev Shabbos, something that you could have not done before Shabbos, then doicha Shabbos. For that, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, which means the actual chaticha, the cutting of the milah, or else, like we'll see later, making the hot water for the baby, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, if it was not possible to be done from before Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. Oisin kold sorche milah b'Shabbos. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're allowed to do whatever is necessary for the meal itself, which means moyalin, you can make the milah, cut off the orla, or moitzitzin, you suck out the blood. V'noisnin oleho is plonius b'chamoin. You're allowed to put on top of it a bandage and a cumin, which is something that grows that they use for medicine to heal the wound. So you're allowed to put these things on Shabbos. But b'tchilu, you're supposed to chop up, grind up this chamoin before Shabbos. Now what's going to be imloy shochak me'erev Shabbos? Let's say you did not grind it up from before Shabbos. So then, lo yes b'shinov v'noisin. You're supposed to chew it with your teeth, and then you're allowed to put this on the wound. In other words, you have to make a shinui. Do not do the regular manner of grinding it up, because that was efshel asoysim erev Shabbos. Therefore, that you cannot do, but rather just chew it now and put it onto the wound. Im loy toraf yayin v'shemem erev Shabbos. If you do not mix up the wine and the oil from before Shabbos, in other words, you want to put this now, wine and oil, on top of the wound where the milah is. This is the refuah. Now, this could have been done before Shabbos. You could have mixed up the wine and the shemen. So if you did not mix it up before Shabbos, you're not allowed to mix it up now on Shabbos. But rather, yinosen ze biatzmoi, vize biatzmoi, each one separately, you can put on the wound. You have to put the shemen, the oil, by itself, and then you have to put the wine by itself. Now, v'yein oisin lo choluk lakatchila. You're not allowed to go make a clothing, like a cloth, to put over the milah for the child on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to make clothing on Shabbos. I'll take a tikkun mona. Aval karech oleha samrutut, but you're allowed to wrap around it a samrutut, that you're allowed to. In just the rag, you're allowed to wrap around it, just the rag. You're not making a clothing. Im lo hiskim era Shabbos, if you do not prepare this from before Shabbos, Then Korach alet zbo'o mavioi. He's allowed to wrap it upon his finger and bring it. V'afilu mechotzer acheres. Even from another chotzer. In other words, as long as you're not carrying through a Rishus HaRabim just from one chotzer to another chotzer, in other words, not only in the same chotzer can you carry out even without a neriv, but even from one chotzer to another chotzer, still the Rabbanim will make a leah, since it's a sarach for the chayla, and you're not carrying it out directly, you're like wearing it, it's wrapped around your finger, therefore you're allowed to carry out this rig, this shemater on Shabbos, to put around the makam of the milah. However, to make a cholak, to make the clothing special for it, that's also because that would be an isra of tikkun mona. The Mishnah Gimel, marchitzin es hakotun, you're allowed to wash the child, vein lefnei hamila or vein liachra mila, whether it's both before you make the mila on Shabbos, and both right after you make the mila on Shabbos. Now, before you make the mila, some Rishonim learn it's only mutter to wash him with water that was heated up from before Shabbos, because right now it's not a sakana yet. Only after you make the mila, now you have the child that's b'makom sakana. Now if you don't have hot water that was cooked up from before, you're allowed to even heat up the hot water now on Shabbos. That's the way the Miri learns. And the Mishnah says, O mezalfin olav biyod, you're allowed to sprinkle over the child with your hand, but you're not allowed to use the utensil of sprinkling the water. And like now the Mishnah is explaining the beginning of the Mishnah, that we said you're allowed to wash the child, it's not kedarka in the regular manner, but you have to make a tzashinui. Therefore you have to like sprinkle the water on him with your hands, and not even sprinkling with bekli. Bekli it's awesome. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, marchitza nesakotam b'yom hashlishi shechal lios b'shabbos. Let's say if the mila was done on Thursday, so now Shabbos is the third day, so it's also b'mokam asakon on the third day, therefore you're allowed to wash the kid on Shabbos. Shenamakos Apostik says, Vayihi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yoysam koyevim. And it was the third day when they were in pain. So you see the third day, that's b'mokam asakon. Now Reb Elazar ben Azariah argues in two things on the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama says only zilif, you can only sprinkle the water, not in the normal manner. And the Ablez is saying, marchitza nesakotin, you're allowed to wash him in the normal manner. And secondly, he's adding, not only if the mila was done on Shabbos, but even when the mila was done before Shabbos. If the third day of the mila comes out on Shabbos, you also have a heta even to warm up the hot water for the child. Because the hold is called the mokam asakana, you're allowed to even heat up the hot water. What about a suffix? We have a person, which means we have a doubt if his mila is on Shabbos or not. Is this the eighth day? Either whether he was born last Friday ben Hashmashos, or else in the case we have a suffix if he's a ben Shiva Chadoshim, ben Shemona Chadoshim. We have a suffix, a doubt, if today is the Yom HaShemini, if he has the chiyuv to make a mila today. What about the androgynous? The androgynous is a person that has both simonim of a man and a lady. So also it's a sophic, what din does he have? Does he have a locha like a man that he has a chi of mila to be deicha Shabbos? Or maybe he has a locha like an isha, he does not have the mitzvah's mila. So what do we do with such a person? So the Mishnah says, Ein mechallelin olavos haShabbos. We're not allowed to make this type of a mila on Shabbos. We can't be mechallel Shabbos for this mila. For Rabbi Yehuda matam miandrignus. Rabbi Yehuda says, though, a person that's an androgynous, that means he has two simonim. He has simonim, he has a gid, he has a mokum to make the milah, but he also has a mokum there like an isha. So such a person, Rabbi Yehuda holds, has halacha like an ish, like a man, and therefore he's mechuyiv in a bris milah, and therefore if the Yom HaShemini is on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the milah on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Dashan is the posse that says, Kol Zohar is l'rabbis androgynous. Now, Mishnah Dalit. Mi shahoyoloi shnei tinoikas. A person that means a moyel that has two babies to make the bris milah on. Now, echad lomol achar haShabbos. One was born on Sunday, so the milah is supposed to be on Sunday after Shabbos. The echad lomol baShabbos, and the other baby was born on Shabbos, that the milah should be done on Shabbos. Now, when it comes the next Shabbos, for shochach, the moyel forgot, ulmol eshal achar haShabbos b'Shabbos. By mistake, he made the bris milah on the baby that's supposed to be on Sunday. He made the bris milah on Shabbos. So the locher is chayiv. he's over in Aveir, he's over in Issa Shabbos, he has to be in a Chiyav Chattis for this, because he made the bris on a child that Shleib Bizmano, so he had no right to make the Chabura, therefore for this Chabura he's Chayiv. What about the opposite way? Echad Lomo Bi'er Shabbos, he had one baby that the bris mila was supposed to be done on Friday. V'yechad Lomo B'Shabbos, and on the second baby, the bris mila was supposed to be done on Shabbos. Now V'shochach, the Moyel made a mistake. Umoel es shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, he made the bris mila on the other child that was supposed to have had his bris on Friday. So it comes out it's also considered a mila shloi bezmana. So over here, Rabbi Eleza mechayiv chatis. Rabbi Eleza says the same halach applies. Since this kid now, his eighth day was Friday, on Shabbos now it's the ninth day, he did not have the right to be doing a Shabbos to make the bris mila. Therefore, if you do it, it's true you're a shegeg, but you chayiv a korban chatis. But Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, in this case, you're potter for bringing a korban chatis, because this is called the case of toyu b'dvar mitzvah, v'yosa mitzvah. True, you made a mistake, but you thought you were doing a mitzvah. You thought this was the baby that's supposed to have his bris mila on Shabbos. So since you thought of doing a mitzvah, and also really you did do a mitzvah, even though it's a mila shlei bizmana, like the bris was supposed to be yesterday on Friday, but if you make the bris today on Shabbos, any time after the eighth day, you mekayim the mitzvah. So since l'maisa, you are doing a maisa bris mila, even though you're not supposed to do it, but if you do it, we say you're not chayv chatis. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you're potter from a chatis. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that in such a case, even though you did an aveira, but you would be potter from a chatis. Mishnah Hey. Koton nima l'shmoino, a baby. There are cases that the bris mila should be on the eighth day. That's a normal case. Letisha, sometimes it's on the ninth day of his birth. Uliyasara, sometimes on the tenth day. Uliyacharos, on the 11th day. Ulishnei Mosar. Sometimes it could even come out that the bris mila should be done on the 12th day of when he was born. Loipachas v'loyaser. You can never have it earlier than 8 days. And the din is never to have it later than 12 days. Haketzer, how does this come out? Kedarkoi lishmeina. A normal case, that's b'yom shmini. If the kid is born in a normal, in the middle of the day, we know that you make the bris mila the next week, in the same day, 8 days later. Now, noilad lebein hashmoshos, let's say a baby is born, bein hashmoshos, after shkia, before tzeisik echovim, so we have a doubt, whether it's considered born today or is it tomorrow. Therefore, nimo letisha, we have to wait until the ninth day. Because on the ninth day, like that's for sure 8 days. But to make it on the eighth day, we have a suffix. Maybe the kid was born on the night time, which is the next day. So that'll only be 7 days later. So to play it safe, you have to wait until the ninth day, which is for sure at least after 8 days after he's born. Now, what about the Bein HaShemoshos Shel Erev Shabbos? Let's say he was born Friday evening, Bein HaShemoshos. We do not know if he was born on Friday or on Shabbos. So then the halacha is Nimol Yasara. We have to wait 10 days till Sunday to give him the bris mila, because we cannot make it next Friday, because maybe he was born on Shabbos. Then Friday is only 7 days. We cannot make it on the next Shabbos, because maybe he was really born on Friday, and then Shabbos is not called the bris bezmanoi, the mila is not doicha Shabbos, therefore menasofik will have to wait until the 10th day, until Sunday. What about Yom Tov Liachara Shabbos? Let's say in a case where the baby is born Friday night in Bein HaShemoshos, and then the next Shabbos is a Shabbos, and then Sunday is a Yom Tov. So again, you cannot make the bris mila on Friday, because maybe the kid was born on Shabbos. You cannot make it on the next Shabbos, because maybe the kid was born on Friday, so it's not called the bris mila. You cannot make it via Rishon, because that's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can only make a bris mila bismano, if that is the eighth day. But a mila shalei bismano, that's not the eighth day, the ninth or the tenth day, you cannot make that bris mila on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Therefore, nima liyacharosar, you have to wait till Monday first, until the 11th day, and then you can make the bris mila. What about Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? Hey, the Mishnah is talking about like an Eretz Yisrael, where you do not have 2 days on a regular Yom Tov, only on Rosh Hashanah. So let's say the baby was born Friday night in Bein HaShemoshos, and then Rosh Hashanah is Sunday and Monday. So in such a case, Nimar l'shnei masa. You have to wait till Tuesday first to make the bris milah. You have to wait till the 12th day. Because again, Friday not, maybe it's only the 7th day. Shabbos not, maybe the baby was born on Friday. Then Sunday and Monday, which is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't make the bris milah shleimus mana. So therefore you have to wait till Tuesday, till the 12th day. So this is the earliest you could have is after 8 days, and the longest period of time that you would have to wait is till the 12th day. Unless, of course, the baby is sick or the baby is yellow, then you can't make it, that's different halachas. But here after the din of a suffix, you never have to wait more than 12 days. Now, koten ha-choyla, if a baby is sick, ein meulen oisoy achi yavri. You do not make the bris milah even on the 8th day, but rather you have to wait until he heals up, until he becomes well. Then the Gemara says that we're talking about really a cotton that was sick. Means he was tokfa b'chayla, he was very sick. And then the loch is he has to wait a complete 7 days, mi'es li'es, from the time when he gets well. When he gets well, let's say he was sick when he was 5 days old. And then when he was 10 days old, he became well. You cannot make the bris milah then, but you have to wait another complete 7 days, meis leis. That's when you could first make the bris milah. Mishnah Vav. Elohein tzitzin ha-ma'akven es ha-milah. Tzitzin means little strands of meat, of the orla that's still there, that the meal did not cut off. So how many strands, like how much piece of meat is still left over to say you're not yoytze the mitzvah milah? That's ma'akven that says that you did not do the mitzvah. So, bosar ha-choyfa es roiv ha-torah. It has to be a piece of meat, a strand of meat, that covers up most roiv of the atorah, of the crown there. In other words, that's the mokum, that's the place where they make the bris milah, where they cut off the orla, where right near the tip of the gid is the thick part, the crown, like that goes around, the ring that goes around there. So the top part of that ring, if you have any piece of meat that covers up most of it, now most of it does not mean around, but it means rather above. In other words, the lengthwise, not the widthwise, a very small piece of meat that would cover up, like it slants up and then slants down. If it will cover up any little part of rove of that slant up and down, that will be ma'akev the milah. And therefore, v'yeinu oichel b'truma. If the person is a kohen, he has a locha like an orla still, and he's not allowed to eat truma. V'imhoya ba'al bosa, let's say really the milah was done well. Just the person is very fat, he has like extra skin there, and the skin covers up the atara, covers up that crown. So the locha is m'saknoi, you have to fix it up, mipnei marasayin, because people look there, people will see you, they'll think you did not have a good bris milah. Now, misakna means you'll even have to cut away from that meat. Even though that meat, the fat there, is not really part of the orla, still, midrabbanan, you'll have to cut it away in order that you should look as if we can see that milo was done. Now, the Mishnah says, mol v'loipora es ha-milo. Let's say the milo, the moil, cut off the orla, but he did not make it free, he did not separate the skin. So, locher is kilo loimol. It's considered like he did not do the mitzvah milo. Like we know, the mitzvah milah are 2 parts to it, really 3 parts matzitza, but the Mishnah says 2 parts, that's the milah, cutting off of the orla, and then priya, that's like uncovering the underneath skin, the membrane there, that you really see the atara, that's called priya. So if you mol, for lay para, is kilo lay mol, you did not do the mitzvah at all.
Perek Echof, Rabbi Eliezer Oima, Rabbi Eliezer says, Toilin es hamashmeres, the yomtiv. You're allowed to spread over like a strainer over a barrel. You're allowed to make the strainer on yomtiv. Even though there's a ksas shail of making an oil, you're spreading over the strainer over a barrel. So it's a ksas asiyas oil, you're making like a little tent. Still, Rebbe Elazar holds, you're allowed to do this on yomtiv. Because Rebbe Elazar shita is that machshiri oichel nefesh is doich yomtiv. Not only preparing for the food itself, but even a machshir, preparing something you're going to use for food, is also mutter. Like here, you're preparing the strainer in order to be able to strain out the food. Therefore, it's toilin es ha-mishmeres. You're allowed to spread out the strainer over a barrel to make the strainer on yomtiv. Now, v'noisnin latluya b'shabbos.
But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the strainer. You're not allowed to spread out the strainer over a barrel. But if it was done from before Shabbos, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Nice to means you're allowed to put your wine, whatever you want to strain through it, you're allowed to put it through it on Shabbos. And he holds there's no Isser on Shabbos, even though it looks like Borer, like you're separating, you want to strain out the wine to take out the pits that are inside the wine. Rav Lez holds this is a Shinu, this is not the normal manner, therefore it's Mutter. However, the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say though, Ein Toilin es Hamashmeres B'Yomtev. You're not allowed to spread out the strainer on Yom Tov, because we hold Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is Aser on Yom Tov. Only something that was Eesha you could have not done on Erev Yom Tov, but something that could have been done on Erev Yom Tov, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, since this is a Ksas Isser by spreading out the strainer, you're like making a tent, therefore it's Aser to do on Yom Tov. And V'yein Noisnin Latluya B'Shabbos, Avo Noisnin Latluya B'Yom Tov. Rabbi Chacham say, even on Shabbos, even if you have the strainer made from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to pour through it the wine on Shabbos, because this is the melachas of Borer. You are separating here. You're letting the wine go through, and the clear, pure wine will come out, and the sediments or the pits and shells will stay out, stay in. So that's some melachas Borer that the Chacham say is also to do on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, since this is the Eichel Nefesh itself, you're preparing the food itself, this is mutter to do on Yom Tov.
Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Noismin mayim al-gabe hashmorim bishvil sheyetzalu, that you're allowed to pour water over al-gabe hashmorim, means that's the wine sediments, bishvil sheyetzalu, in order that the water like should go over this wine sediments to get all the wine out of it. This you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. In other words, let's say already you have the strainer made already from before Shabbos, and you have now, you strained out your wine from before Shabbos, but you have the sediments, the pieces still left on top. Now on Shabbos, you want to pour some water on top of this to make all the wine go through it. So that would be mutter. Or misananin es hayayin, it also let us strain out wine, bisudorim, through a cloth, you could strain out the wine. Or bechvifo hamitzris, and with the type of a palm twigs basket also you're allowed to use to strain through the wine. And the pshat over here why there's no Issa Breira is because we're talking about this wine right now you could drink, it's usable. You just want to put it through like this cloth to strain it out, even purify it even more, so that's mutter. That's not called the Melechas Borer. Borer means we have the psoilus there and you can't eat the psoilus. But over here, since you could drink the whole wine the way it is right now, you're allowed to do this over again on Shabbos. Now, v'noisnin beitzo b'masnenes shochardo. You're allowed to put a raw egg through a mustard strainer. And also we say here it's not called real burr, because you're not really separating it, because all of it goes through. Because both the white and the yellow part of the egg, both is edible. Therefore, there's not the Melechas Borer, so you allowed to put the egg through a mustard strainer. The oisin a noimlin b'Shabbos. You allowed to make this type of a food of a noimlin on Shabbos, which was a tircha bothered to make it, and it was a food that you make from its honey and wine and papola mixed together. So now it's like this. Rabbi Yehuda says that b'Shabbos b'kois. On Shabbos, you only allowed to make a small cup. Not more than this, because otherwise it's a tircha, it's too much of a bother. The yomtiv and yomtiv balogin, you're allowed to make a lug, which is a greater, more than a kais. A little bit more you're allowed to make on yomtiv. Uva moyed and on chol moyed, bechovius, that you can make even a big barrel full of it. However, Rabbi Tzadik says, hakolu fi yorchim. It depends upon what type of guest, how much you really need, that you're allowed to do. According to your need, you're allowed to make. Now, Mishnah Gimel. You're not allowed to dissolve chiltis in lukewarm water. Now this chiltis is something that grows, and they use it for either refuah or for spices, so you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos. But you're allowed to put it into the vinegar. But you're allowed to put this chiltis into the vinegar and use it the way it is right now. Now, just to share it, just to let it soak, that's like a nuvdu d'chol, that's also to do.
V'yein shurin es akar shinim. You're not allowed to soak this karshinim, which is a type of a bean that they use for Michael Behemo, for loy shofin oison, and you're not allowed to rub with it either. And the reason why, because this is a type of a borer. In other words, you used to want to soak this bean in water that the bad parts would come to the top, or else shofin, you want to rub it so that the bad parts, the shaft, should fall off. This is also to do. But you're allowed to put it into the sieve, or else into a basket. In other words, by doing this, sometimes true, the shaft would fall through, but it's not called a Melechah's Borer over here, because this happens by itself. Like, you're just putting it into the basket, into the cover, and by itself the shaft will fall through. So therefore here it's Mutter. Ein Kovrin es HaTeven Bikvoro. Like, you're not allowed to sift through the straw through a sifter, because that's Borer. You're not allowed to put it on a high place in order that the chaff should fall away, because that's a borer. But you're allowed to stand, put it into the sieve alone. And then you could pour it into the avos, that's the place where you feed your animals. In other words, just by putting it into kavar itself, that's like we had before, there the borer happens by itself. It's me'elov, you're not really sifting it, therefore this is mutter. Mishnah Dalet. Gorfin melefnei ha-patom, that you may clean out the avos, you're allowed to clean out like the barn where you keep your animals, in order to mafate means an animal that you want to fatten up now, you want to feed him. In other words, you'll have to first clean out the old stuff you have there before you feed him the new food. That's not called burr. You start cleaning out like the barn there from the old stuff. Or mesalkim letzadim mifnei hareyi, and you'll have to put it to the side because of the reyi, the junk that comes out, the tzaya that comes out of him. In other words, that it should not become dirty, the new food should not become dirty from this junk. Divrei Rebbe Dais, that's what Rebbe Dais says. V'chom oisin, v'chom say, no, it's also. Now, and the Gemara says, even by an avos, a shel kli, there's a gzera mishum avos that's made on karka, that by cleaning it out, maybe you come to ashva guma, is to clean out the floor, which would be an isidi raisa. That's why the chom say it's also. Now, noitlam l'fnei behemazu, v'noisin l'fnei behemazu b'shabbos. You're allowed to take away the food from front of one animal and give it to an animal in another next door. And the chiddush is not called a tilcha shlele tzarech, because the second animal would eat it. I don't think, since the animal feels it was put in front of one animal, he's like, particularly, he won't eat this food. No, he'll also eat the food. Therefore, it's called a tilcha hatzarech. Therefore, you're allowed to move the food from one front of one animal, one barn, to another one. The Mishnah Hay. Hakas sha'al gabi hamita. We have the straw that is on top of a bed. Layin aneil biyodik. Not let him move it around with your hand because it's muksa. Elamanana begufoy. But rather move it with your body. As long as you don't touch it with your hands in a normal manner, there's no issa tiltl of muksa. Fimhoya maichel behema. Let's say the straw was fit to serve feed for an animal. In other words, it's food. Oishoya olav kari sudden. Or else there was a cushion on top or a sheet on top, then menaneya biyadoi. Then you'll have to move it with your hands. So then the pshat is that the straw is not muksa, because since you have your cushions on top of it, you're like showing that even from before Shabbos you set aside this straw to be used for part of the bed. Therefore, it's not muksa. Mechabesh shel balei batim matirin avoloi koipshin. Now mechabesh is like a clothes presser. So you're allowed to untie it, like if it was closed from before Shabbos, matirin, you're allowed to loosen it right now on Shabbos, avoloi koshin, but you're not allowed to make close the press, you're not allowed to press it down on Shabbos. V'shel koifsin, let's say it was made a laundryman, it was a professional one, then leigaboy, then you're not allowed to touch it at all. We have Yudai, we have Yudai says, imhoyu muta me'era Shabbos, if it was like loosened from before Shabbos already, then you're allowed to remove whatever's in it, even on Shabbos. Even from a kofsin, even from a professional clothes presser, still, if it was opened from before Shabbos, you're allowed to remove whatever's in it on Shabbos. In other words, since it was opened up from before Shabbos, it's not like Muksa, like you showed you want to use it, therefore you're allowed to take this clothing out, even on Shabbos.
A person is allowed to take his child, even though the child is holding a stone on Shabbos. And the Gemara says we're talking about in a case where your son, like, will be sick if he doesn't go with you. So it's a ksas choyler. Therefore, we let the father take his son. He may take up his son, like carry his son in his own chotzer, in the own house. Because the question here is about muksa. The stone is muksa. Still, we say it's mutter since he's only carrying the son and not the stone itself, not the stone directly. Now, the same thing, you're allowed to pick up a basket, even though there's a stone that's muksa inside, because there are two things inside the basket. There's the stone and the other things, the food. Therefore, it's called bosses ledover osu ledover hamutter. That's why it's mutter to metaltel to move around the basket. All right, a turnover. The same type of halacha is also on metaltlin truma temeya ima toira v'im hachulin. You're allowed to carry around truma temeya, even though that's not edible. It's like muksa. Since you have truma toira and chulin, therefore it's a bosis. It's together the heter and the issa. That's why it's muta. Now Rabbi Yehuda says afamalin es hamaduma b'yechur umeya. On Shabbos, in the case where truma fell in to 101. So the halacha is it's bottle, you're allowed to eat it, but still you're supposed to take off 1/100th of truma. That's called malin, you take out. So you do the same dish you're allowed to do on Shabbos itself. It's not called a tikkun so much, it's only taking it out mid rabbanon. Therefore, Yehuda holds this is mutter to do even on Shabbos. However, the halacha is not like Yehuda. We all do not allowed to be malo. You can't pull out now, take out of this tarubis one portion of it in order to say it's mutter, now to eat it. Mishneh Beis, because that's called like a tikkun mono, you're being fixing something on Shabbos. Mishneh Beis, ho even shal piachovis. If you have a stone on the top of a barrel, so mato altsidu, you let it like tilt over the basket, vihino fellas, in order that the stone should fall off. In other words, you're not allowed to go pick up the stone because the stone is muksa and throw it off. But you're allowed to tilt the basket. That's like a tilt to minat sad in order to make the stone fall off. Hoysa ben hachovis. Let's say this barrel is amongst other barrels, so you can't just tilt it on the side. So magbiya, in this case now, you have a right to pick up the barrel. Omata al sidon, you could tilt it on its side. Vihino fellas, and then the stone will fall off by itself. What about mois shal hakar? If you have money upon a cushion, so no yira sakar, you're allowed to move, shake the cushion, the hay noiflas again will fall off. What about hoisa olov lishleshes? Let's say on this cushion there's some dirt, lishleshes, some raya, some dirt. So mekancho bisamratut, you're allowed to rub it off like with a rag. In other words, you can't use water, you can't wash it off, because there's an issa to wash on Shabbos. However, you're allowed to just rub it off with a dry rig. Hoise shalor, let's say this basket, whatever it was, made out of skin, then noisa noleo maya machetichla. You're allowed to put water on it until it was all gone, until all the dirt went away. Because by skin, there's no issa of cleaning, because you can't clean skin. Like, that's not a bar, it's not a material. Therefore, this is not called kibbutz, therefore it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Mishneh Gimel. Beishamai, Emir Beishamai says, Magibiyin min hashulchan. You're allowed to take up from the table, at somos aklipin. You could take up the bones and the shells. Because they're matter muksa on Shabbos. Beisilu says, no, noiteles atav lakula. You have to pick up the whole board, like the whole tablecloth. Menara, and shake it off, and then let this fall off. But you're not allowed to go and touch this muksa. Now, ma'avirim lefnei hashulchan. You're allowed to take away. You got to remove from the table. Again, ma'avirim lefnei hashulchan. You can remove from the table peirurin, small pieces, pochos mikazayis, less than a kazayis, because since they're still edible, it's not called muksa. Peseyor shel afunim. That means the shells
of the afunim type of beans, or else the seir shel adoshim, or else the shells from adoshim, from lentils, you're allowed to move these things, because it's not muksa, this is called food for an animal. Svug, if you have a sponge, so it's like this, in yeshloi or beis achiza, if it has a holder made out of leather, then mekanchem bo, you're allowed to use it to wipe with it on Shabbos. The imlav, if it does not have a holder of leather, then ein mekanchem bo, you're not allowed to use it to clean with on Shabbos, because we're afraid you come with a schita, maybe you squeeze out the water inside it. But the chomer and the chom say, benkach or benkach nitzu b'shabbos, in both cases you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. And also, v'yeinu mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. In other words, the chum say you don't make any gzera. As long as the sponge is dry, you're allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. It's called the kli, it's not muksa. And v'hu adin though, but lemaisa, for kabbalah's tumah, it is not called the kli. For kabbalah's tumah, the Torah is only a beggar, the material, or a skin, sack, kliates, kli matka, kli cheres, and not a svug. Dr. Perik Chav Beis. Chav yish and nishbro. Let's say your barrel broke on Shabbos, that you had wine inside it. Salach riz matzilin hemeno mazon shalashudis. You're allowed to save from it 3 meals worth. V'yoymel lechacherim. You can tell other people also. V'yo v'yatilu lechem. Come, you could save for yourself 3 sudis worth. V'vach lo yisapek. But you're not allowed to use a sponge to sponge it up. And the reason why over here also they're not matur to save more than 3 meals worth is because we're afraid if you go to save it, you may like forget yourself and go to fix it on Shabbos. So therefore it's a gzera not to come to fix it, to be over this opinion. On Shabbos, they said you can't take as much as you want. You can only take 3 meals worth. Now the Mishnah says, Ein soichatin es haperus. You're not allowed to squeeze out fruits. Lo hitzi mehen mashkin in order to get the juice out of it. That's nisas chita. But v'im yotzu me'atzmon asurim. Now let's say the juice comes out by itself, by itself it's squeezed out. Halacha is the juice is still asur. It's a gzera not to drink this juice, because maybe you come to squeeze out more juice. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Im lo eichlon, if you bought these oranges to eat, then we say hayotzu mehen mutar. What comes out of it by itself on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink it. But v'yim lamashkin, let's say you bought these oranges, I'm not to squeeze it to drink it. Then ayetzu mehen also. And even though it comes out by itself on Shabbos, the ma'aser it's also, otherwise we're afraid, maybe you come to squeeze it out. Chaloiz devash, sheriska nera Shabbos, that's like a beehive that has the honey inside it, that started to drip out from Erev Shabbos. V'yotzu meyatzman, it comes out more honey on Shabbos, is asur, and Tana Kama said this is also. However, Rabbi Eliezer Mater, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're allowed to use this honey that comes out by itself. And again, the Machlokes here is, if there's a gzera, you come to squeeze it out on Shabbos itself. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, but honey, we're not afraid, you come to squeeze it out, take out the honey from the beehive. Therefore, if it comes out by itself, you're allowed to use this honey on Shabbos. That's the law we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah Beis. Kol shebo b'achana mer Shabbos. Anything that was put into hot water before Shabbos, in other words, it was cooked before Shabbos, so then shor renoisim b'chana b'Shabbos. You're allowed to let it like soak in hot water on Shabbos. But v'chol shaloi bo b'chana mer Shabbos. Anything that was not put into hot water before Shabbos, then madich renoisim b'chana min b'Shabbos. You're allowed to only rinse it off on Shabbos. Chutz min amaliach, excluding salted fish, hayoshen, old salted fish, v'dogim meluchim ketanim, real small salted fish, v'kulios ho'esponin, or else the Spanish, someone says tuna, another type of a fish, shad choson zui gemar malachton, because by rinsing them, these type of fish, the rinsing of it, that's the gemar, that's the finishing preparation for it eating it. So really what the Mishnah is saying again, that anything that came into Chamer Nera Shabbos, which means that was Nizbash or cold Tzorka, it finished cooking already, so now you let it like soak it in hot water on Shabbos, because we all day in Bishal Acha Bishal. And something that did not come into hot water before Shabbos means it was not cooked before Shabbos, so you can only let it rinse it off, because that's not a cooking. But you're not letting it soak in hot water, that's type of a cooking. Only this small salted fish, here we say rinsing it off, that's its gemar melacha, that's the way you cook it, you make it edible, so therefore that's also to do on Shabbos. This would be called the Meister Bishal on Shabbos. Mishnah Gimel. Shoiver odem es achovis. A person has a right to break open a barrel, lechol himenu gregris, in order to take out figs, to eat dried figs from it. But you cannot have intentions of making the utensil. Your intentions is only to break it open, to get out what's inside it, but not to go to make a kli. You're not allowed to pierce through the top of a barrel, the cover of a barrel. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, because that's called like a binyan, if you make a special type of a neck, a special type of a hole. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way you could use this barrel is by taking off the whole cover. But if the cover is there just to make a hole through it, that's called an issa binyan. You can't do this on Shabbos. However, the Chachamim said, no, you're allowed to make a hole through the barrel. Because there's not a derech of a Pesach, there's not a derech binyan, therefore it's mutter. V'lo yikovenu mitzida, you're not allowed to pierce it through on the side. V'yimhoisa nekuva, let's say there was a hole there before already. Lo yitin alea shava, you're not allowed to put now shava, some wax on it. V'vneishahu mimorech, because if you put wax there now, you'll be smoothing it out. And it's thought that to smooth it, that's called the melacha mimorech. Now the pshana chom before, what they said is mutter, you're allowed to make the neck of on top of the barrel. But v'lo yikavenu mitzido on the tzad, that's also the tzad is more derech of a binyan. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma'isa bol of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Berav, it once happened a story, they came from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But evening, the Yomer, and he said that such a person that puts the wax in the hole of the barrel, that choshesheni loy mechatis, havichshash, maybe this person did an avera that he's chayav to bring a korban chatis. In other words, it's an av malocha what he did. Mishneh Dalet. Noisnin tavshil toichabor b'shvil sheyehei shomer. You're allowed to put some food inside a ditch in order that it should be watched, that it should not get spoiled from the sun, shouldn't be so on top by the sun. You're allowed to put it down inside a ditch. V'yasamayim hayofim b'royim. You're allowed to put good water into dirty water b'shvil sheyatzanu in order that it should stay cool, should stay fresh the water. V'yasatzoinein b'cham. You're allowed to put something cold in the sun, b'shvil sheyechom, in order that it should heat up. And that's the chiddush over here, that in the sun you're allowed to cook. It's not a derech bishul in the sun. Misha noshru kelo baderech pamayim. When you're walking on the road, your jacket fell into water and became wet. So loch riz mahalach ben, you're allowed to walk with this jacket now. V'yena choshesh, you don't have to be afraid, like to say it's also, maybe you come with a schita, maybe you come to wash it off. When you come to the outside courtyard, you're allowed to spread it out in front of the sun, not in front of everybody. In other words, if there will be marasain, people think you went to wash it on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to spread it out in front of the people, but only privately you're allowed to spread it out in front of the sun. And halacha, we do not hold like our Mishnah, but rather like Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, that hold this also. As we know, something that's awesome is Shemara Sayin, there's no difference, afilu v'chad v'chadorim, even privately in your own house, also it's awesome. Mishneh Hei, ha-roichetz b'mei moro v'mei treria, if somebody washes himself or bathes himself in the water of a cave or in the water of treria, v'nistapik, and he uses a towel, he dries himself with a towel, afilu b'eser aluntiyos, even though there are 10 towels, the locher is lo yaviim biyoda. He's not allowed to carry them in his hands. Avol asor biyoda, the 10 people mistakfim ba luntin achas could dry themselves with one towel. Pnei midayim raglayim umaviin oisim biyodim. Then they're allowed to bring it. They're allowed to carry it. In other words, the difference is they're chashed and maybe come to squeeze out the towel. See if you're carrying it yourself. We're talking about now there's an Erev there. There's no Isseroid. So it's only a question, by you touching this towel, we should be afraid maybe come to squeeze it out. And that would be Nisa Kibbutz. So you say if you're doing it, Rabbim, a lot of people, 10 people, then it's Muta. If you're doing it privately, then we have this Gezerah not to touch it. Maybe you come to squeeze it out. The Mishnah of Sochin, you're allowed to anoint yourself on Shabbos, or allowed to put shemen oil over your body, or memash mishim of neimayin, you could like massage your stomach, because normal people do this also. It's not muchras being done the shem refuah, but rather tanois aguf, it's something you're enjoying. Avoloi misamlin, but you're not allowed to rub yourself. That's stronger, because here it's nicker, you're doing it the shem refuah like. Voloi misgarden, you can't scrape yourself. Ein Yordin le Kardima. You're not allowed to go down to this Kardima. This is a type of a river that has a lot of dirt on it. It's very slippery there. We're afraid maybe you fall in and you'll get your clothing wet. So if you can't go near there on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cause yourself to vomit on Shabbos. Because it looks like a refuah. And anything that's like a refuah, like medicine, is awesome. You're not allowed. Like when a baby is born, he can't straighten out his bones on Shabbos. That's called v'yein miyatzvin es hakotin and v'yein ma'achzirin es hashever. You can't put a broken bone back in place on Shabbos. Misha nifrika yodo v'ragloi. Let's say your hand or your foot went out of place. So lo yitorfim b'tzayin. You're not allowed to pour cold water over it. Because that's like a refuah. But if you wash yourself normally, and if it heals up, that's muta, like we learned before. Something that normal people would also do, even though you're doing l'shem refuah, that's muta. But if you do something special that only a chayla does for a sickness, that's also to do. That's like doing to refuah on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos.
Yeterek chav gimel. Shoyel odom mechaveroi. A person is allowed to borrow from his friend, kade yayin v'kade shemen, a barrel of wine, a barrel of oil, uvavad shelo yoyim aloi halveni. But providing you do not say the lashon of halveni to lend it to me. Because the Rashi, the Mefarshim, speak out that lending is for a long time, and then we're afraid maybe you come to write it down, you're afraid you'll forget, so you come to write it down, that's also to do on Shabbos. Mashenken shoyel to borrow, that's for a short time, then we're not afraid you come to write it down. Therefore, you're allowed to borrow from your friend on Shabbos these pitchers of wine or oil. V'cheinu isha mechaverta, the same thing, one lady from her neighbor, kikoros, she's allowed to borrow also a loaf of bread. V'yemeinu maminoi, let's say you do not trust him. True, you want to borrow from me a loaf of bread, but I don't trust you that you'll pay me back. So then halacha is, meiniach talisi etzloi, you're allowed to take a mashkin, like you're allowed to tell him, leave your coat by me. And after Shabbos, then we'll make the exact cheshbon, exactly how much you owe me. We'll make the account after Shabbos. But to make the account on Shabbos, that's also. V'chein Erev Pesach, the same halach applies on Erev Pesach, Yushalayim, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. That what? There it's a question of the Korban Pesach. So, Meniach Talisoy Eitzle, you're allowed to leave your talis, your coat, by your friend, V'noitele Es Pischoy, and take the Korban Pesach, and after Yomtev, you make a cheshbon exactly how much you owe him for the meat, for the chelek of the Korban Pesach. In other words, let's say you forgot to make a Korban Pesach from before Shabbos, so lachar is you'll have to be makdish the animal on Shabbos l'shem the Korban Pesach, so you have to own the chelek of it, you'll have to do this even on Shabbos. Then Mishnah Beis, Moina Odom Es Orchov, you're allowed to count how many guests you have, the yes paparoisov mipiv, or the portions of dessert by mouth. Avoloi minaksav, but you're not allowed to write it down on a note. In other words, if you know you're going to make a big sudur on Shabbos, and you're inviting a lot of guests, so you're not allowed to make a list before Shabbos exactly who you invited, and then read from this list on Shabbos. Only bapeh with your mouth, but not reading from iksav. And the Gemara says it's exaver, because either we're afraid you may erase it, or else we're afraid maybe you come to read Shtore Hedyotis. Now, Umafis in Bonivim B'nei Beisai, you're allowed to make like a girl, you're allowed to cast a lot with your children in the house, Al Hashukhan on the table, and that's who will get this portion, who will get that portion. Ubavach lo yiskav, and last is Monigodoyle connected katana. You should not make like a real lot, nor it's who will get a big one against a small portion. Mishum Kuvya, because that looks like real playing, like of dice. That's a gzerim shemekach memchar. That's also to do on Shabbos. But umatilun chaloshim alakodeshim biyomtiv. You're allowed to cast lots again on yomtiv for the korbanos. Avoloy alamonos, but not on the portions. In other words, if the korban was brought erev yomtiv, and you only have the portion of meat to eat, since you could have made the girl before yomtiv, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Only on the korban that's brought on yomtiv or Shabbos itself. Are you allowed to make these garolos, these lots, who will get what to eat? Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Lo yiskar odom poyalim b'Shabbos.
A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, even if you're doing this for the purpose of tomorrow for Chol. But still, the Dibur is also not allowed to talk about this on Shabbos. For lo yomar odom lechaveru, a person should not tell his friend, liskor loy peyalim, should not tell his friend, please hire for me workers, that's also awesome. Eimach shichim al hatchum. You're not allowed to walk to the tchum, to the end of the tchum on Shabbos, in order to be there by the end of Shabbos. Lisko poyelim. Does you want to be by the end of tchum in order that right after Shabbos you go to hire yourself workers? So you're not allowed to walk there on Shabbos. Ulahavi peres, or else to bring back for yourself fruits. Avomach shekul ishmor. But you're allowed to walk at the to the end of the tchum on Shabbos in order to be there to be able to watch your fields right after Shabbos. Or maybe peres biyod, and then you can bring back with yourself fruits. Once you went, you can bring back fruits. Now, in other words, since you did not go there almanas to bring back fruits, you went the almanas lishmar. So since you went to heter, you're allowed to even bring back fruits with you. Now, klal omer abishol abishol says a general rule that kol shani zakeh b'merosoi, anything I'm allowed to talk about to do on Shabbos, rishoy ani lahachshecholov, I'm also allowed to walk. I'm allowed to walk now to the end of the tchum on Shabbos to be there to do something mitzvah Shabbos. Now it's a machlokes if Abba Shaul is coming to argue on the Tanakhama and being meisiv, or maybe he's only coming to explain the Tanakhama. But the meisiv, the locher is like Abba Shaul. Now Mishnah Dalit, machshichin al atchum lefakeach aliskei kala. Also, you're allowed to walk to the end of the tchum to be there, in order that right after Shabbos you want to go further to be oisik to take care of a kala bride that you should be able to get married. In other words, the Torah HaMitzvah, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of the Tchum to be there to do something right after Shabbos. V'yaliske HaMeis, to take care of a mace, lahovi loy orim v'tachrichim, to bring for him a coffin or to bring for him his clothing. Now, goy shehevi chalilim b'Shabbos. What's going to be if a goy brought for a Jew, if he brought for him a chalil, a flute? So lochuriz lo yispoit behem Yisrael. A Jew is not allowed to use it to play by the hespit. In other words, if you want to have a hespit to play, use the flute right away, right after Shabbos. So loch riz, if the guy brought it to you, chutz letchum, so then you have to wait. You can't have enjoyment from this flute until as long as it would take you to bring it from chutz letchum. So if you want to use this flute right after Shabbos, it's only mut if the guy brought it from a close by place. So therefore, you're not called having enjoyment from what the guy did for you on Shabbos. Also, loy orin v'chofru loy kever. Let's say a guy made for himself a coffin, or he dug for himself a grave, is yikover by Yisrael. Then a Jew is allowed to use that grave. But v'im b'shvil Yisrael. Let's say the guy dug out a grave on Shabbos for the purpose for a Jew. Then the loch is loy yikover by elamis, that a Jew should never use it, not even after mitzvah Shabbos, a long time afterwards. But since it was done by Issam, you should never use it. And the pshat is not covered for the mace, to let the mace be buried in a grave that was dug for him on Shabbos. However, it's brought down that for somebody else, for another Jew, it's mutter. It's only not covered for this mace, the one that it was dug for. Then the Mishnah says, Mishnehei, oisin kol tzorchei hameis. You're allowed to prepare anything that's required for the mace. Sochin, you let her anoint him, umadicha noisoy, and you could wash him. Hey, so on Shabbos, you let her do this on Shabbos. Obovad, but providing shelo yaziza by ever, you're not let her move any one of its limbs, because the mace is muksa, you're not let her move it. Shemten esakar mitachtov, you let her draw away the cushion from underneath him. Umatila noisoy ala choyl, and you let him lie him down on top of sand. Bishvil sheyamtin, like in order to hold it back, it should not rot away. That's called cover hamaze, to put the maze down on the choil on the sand. Now, kershin esalechi, you're allowed to bind up the chin. Now, loy sheyala, not in order to raise it, but elo shelo yosef, that it should not like open up, fall down more. That's not cover hamaze. V'chein koiro shenishbro, the same thing, you have a beam that broke on Shabbos. Is samechin oisoy b'savsel? You're allowed to be samechin. You're allowed to like place a bench underneath it. Oy baruchas amita, or else with the lens, the pieces of the bed. Now again, loy shetala, not in order to raise this beam. Elo shloy toisef, just that the beam should not continue to fall in. You don't have to let your house cave in on Shabbos. So therefore, if the roof like started to cave in a little bit, you're allowed to put these things there just to keep it in place. Ein mi'amtsin es hameis b'Shabbos.
You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. For loy b'chol im yitzias nefesh. Even on the weekday, you're not allowed to close his eye if it's samach right before he's going to die. Like you're not allowed to touch him then. V'yama'amitzim yitzias nefesh. Somebody that closes the eyes of a person right before he's going to die, hareza shayfich damim. It's called like you're causing him to die a little bit earlier. Yemekaris misasi. It's called like you killed him. Therefore, you're not allowed to close his eyes, right? Or goyses. You're not allowed to touch your goyses. Then we're afraid maybe you can cause him to die a little bit earlier. Yeah, now Perich of Dalit. Misha Hershich Baderich. Somebody found himself to still be on the road right before Shabbos. Is Noisen Kisel Norchri. He's allowed to give away his case, his purse to a guy. Notice he's not allowed to carry it anymore. It's almost going to be Shabbos, so he has to give it away to a guy. For Yemeni, my guy, let's say a guy is not traveling with him, then Manich El Achamor, he has the right to leave it on top of his donkey. Hegiya Lachotzer Achitzani, when he comes into his house, to the outside courtyard, he's allowed to take off the donkey, the kelim that you're allowed to touch, that's not muksa. For Shainim, he told him a Shabbos, but the kelim that you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos, that's muksa. Matir es hachavala, that is just untie the string. For Yasak, you have neflam aleim, and then the sacks will fall off by themselves. In other words, you should not touch them since they're muksa. Now, the chotzer achitzayna does not only mean your own courtyard, but it means the first chotzer in the town that's mishumer, that could be watched. So then you don't have a right to let this wait to be on top of your chamor, because there's nisa shvisas behemtoy on Shabbos, therefore he's supposed to take it off as soon as possible. Now, Mishnah Beis, Matirin pekiye omer lefnei behemor. You're allowed to untie bundles of hay if it's in front of the animal, in order that the animal should be able to eat it. O mefasfasin esakipin. And also a type of a shaking, you're allowed to shake these bundles of branches. None of you have small bundles. But you want to spread them out in front of the animals, since they're big bundles and big branches, you're allowed to spread them out. But small ones, you don't have to spread them out in front of the animals. Ein maraskin loyas ashachas, not allowed to like, maraskin, like chop up. Shachas, that's the tfuah that's not a third grown yet. Unripe tfuah that you feed the animals with, not like bucks in front of the animals. Bein daka bein gasa, whether the animal is big, whether the animal is small. And the pshat is called a tirkash tzarich. You don't have to do this. The animal could still eat it the way it is. Therefore, you have no right to do this tircha for the animal. However, Rabbi Yehuda mate becharuvin adaka. Rabbi Yehuda is mate to chop up this charuvim to a young animal. Because him, he doesn't have a strong teeth yet, he can't eat it. So for him, this is the only way he could eat it, if you chop it up. Therefore, you let it chop up this charuvim. Of course, we're talking about a case where it's not an issa of disha. You're not like chopping up into small pieces, into big pieces. So it's just making it edible for the animal, that's mutter. Mishnah Gimel. Ein oivsin es hagomel. You're not allowed to like stuff a camel with food. Like the minig was before, they used to go out to the midbar, they used to stuff him up. So this is also to do. It's a tircha yisera for loy dorsin, and what did he allow to be doris? Means to force him to eat. You can't shove the food down his neck. Avo malitin, but you're allowed to be malitin. That means you're allowed to just put the food into his mouth, but he'll swallow it down by himself. V'yein mamrim esu agolim. Also, you cannot force the calves to eat. Avol malitin, but you're allowed to put the food in their mouth and they could eat it by themselves. Or mahalketin latanagolim, but you're allowed to take the chickens like and force them to eat. Here you're allowed to, because right, that's the only way they eat. V'noisnin mayim lamursan, you're allowed to put water into bran. Avol loy goyvlin, but you're not allowed to knead it. Like gibul, kneading is also on Shabbos. V'yeinoisnin mayim lefnei devarim, you're not allowed to put water in front of bees. Not in front of pigeons that are in their shevich, in their house. But you're allowed to put it in front of avozim, like geese and chickens, and in front of yoinim from adrisos.
Here the pshat is because the other ones have their own water, so by you bringing the water for them, it's a tirchus shel tzerich. But these don't have any other place to drink water, therefore you're allowed to bring them the water on Shabbos. In other words, since these birds don't fly out of the house, they stay in the house, therefore it's up to you to give them the water. Mishnah Dalet. Mechatchen es ha-deluyim lefnei ha-behema. You're allowed to slice up, cut up deluyim, pumpkins, in front of the animal. In other words, it's not called a tirchosh del tzarech. You're doing it so the animal should be able to eat. V'yes ha-nevelu lefnei ha-klovim. You're allowed to cut up a nevela in front of the kelev to eat. Rav Yehuda says, in lehoys ha-nevelu me'er Shabbos, if the nevela of the animal did not die from Erev Shabbos, asura, then it's also to touch it on Shabbos. Because it wasn't prepared from before Shabbos, this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita we hold from Yesh Muksa. And the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon, that said the story about an animal that was aimed to die, therefore he had that sign that before Shabbos, therefore it was not Muksa. Mishnah Hey, Mefirim Nedorim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be made for the Neder. A father can be made for his daughter's Nedorim, or a husband can be made for his wife's Nedorim. V'nisholim Lidvorim Shein Letzarech HaShabbos. And if you have to go to a chacham to be matter, to be shoyl the nether, you could do it if it's for a purpose of Shabbos. That's like you have a nether not to eat food, and you want to be able to eat food on Shabbos, you're allowed to be matter the nether even on Shabbos. Now, poikakin es hamor, you're allowed to stop up the window on Shabbos, cover it up. Or moidudin es hamatah, you're allowed to measure off a piece of cloth, the esamikvah and the mikvah, the adon l'shem mitzvah, to know if it has a shear, or matnas is the mekabal tumma. Or maisi b'mayavish, or rabbi tzadik, b'mayavish, shov, and botnius, shepokhu esamor b'tafiach, that they closed the window with a pitcher, the kosher esamakeda begemi, and they tied up this kli called the makeda with a reed. Later to know, im yesh begigas v'seh tefach, if there's an opening of a tefach and not in this barrel, im lav. Or medivreim l'manach, from here we learned out, shepokhikin, you're allowed to close up, or moidin, you're allowed to measure, for kosher b'shamas, if it's a divine mitzvah, all these things are wanted to be done on Shabbos. In other words, there was a mason in the house, and they want to know if the tumma went through or not. So if it's pasechev, there's an opening there, the size of a tefach, then the tumma goes through. So they did these things, then they wanted to measure it off to see if it had the shear or not. So that's the cloud, you make a medida. L'shei mitzvah, it's mutter to do on Shabbos.
All right, we'll stop here. Slikolo, Mishnayis, Shabbos.